Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Wade.
It's the last day of the trading week, and joining me, as always, is Zach, the man of the chart. The man is a chart. If you look at him, you stand sideways. You are a chart of a certain kind. I've no idea.
Trouble with my y-axis at the moment, though.
I bet you are. I've heard about that. All right, Zach. So the three stocks moving today on news are, first and foremost, in alphabetical order, Finhouse Mining, FAM, F-A-M, announced that Sversek Hydraulics, a specialist consultant in coastal harbour and river engaging, has been appointed to conduct, I don't know what this means, a Meteosyn study of the Pacific Titanium project in Finland, or Greenland, I should say. But I tried to get it in Finhouse a while back. They first come on the podcast, and I like the sound of it, I like their assets there, and all of a sudden the ship is just going crazy. But it's not going so crazy at the moment. But they are heading towards, you know, developing this massive asset they have. What do you think on the chart there?
Chart, right. Well, basically, since December, the shares broke through the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average in, both, in fact, during that month. And really haven't looked back since. Rising trend channel, a support line from March, running through 5p. And really, while above 5p, the top of the channel is as high as 8 pence. So that could be the two-month target. Only back below June support at 4 really questions the ultra-bullish scenario here.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I had them on the podcast, but they just below 1 pence, and I knew they had a massive asset, Illuminite, and I wasn't quite sure what it was about. But also, it's so readily available in Greenland, they just dredge it up. They don't drill or anything, so there's not, you know, so much money spent on exploration and all that. So I quite liked it. Didn't understand it at the time. By the time I understood it, the share price had risen for three times.
But the chart looks surprisingly good. I suppose if you're really cautious, you might wait for it to break 5.5p or something like that again as a momentum trade. But really, the turnaround started in December, and it was relatively easy to follow and spot.
Yeah, there was a five bagger there. Okay, next one, Proxarma. Good news, Proxarma announced it on the 1st of September. They were certified by Google. Anytime you announce Google in a RNS, it's always good, isn't it? To deliver physical web user experiences. Now, they're only one of two companies in the world, and the first in Europe to be certified by Google as a Google Location Services provider. So PROX, Prox. What are you reckon?
The only question is there any money in it, or is it just a good name? You know, just using the Google name.
Well, we'll see, won't we? I mean, certainly investors are starting to believe in it because it's jumped up today. And there's always been. I tipped this stock right back when it was 1.4, and this was like a year and a half back now. And I bought some, and it's sort of ground lower, but it seems to be hitting a floor here, and maybe a good chance to look at it again. I think, you know.
Well, I think it looks rather better than it has done for quite a while. We had a gap down in June, gap higher today, above the 50-day moving average. So, you know, one hell of a gap through, 0.6 pence. So my view at the moment is while we're above 0.5, which is roughly where the 50-day moving average is and a line of support from June, up to the 200-day moving average at 0.9 pence. So that would be the initial. I think you could hit that even if it then fails again after that. But it sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, and another stock I was looking at the same time as Prox back then was Tumaz, TMZ. And they've announced that Frontier Silicon, the group's consumer audio business, has been chosen by Harman. I beg your pardon. The world's leading provider of wireless home audio devices to power its new Google Cast wireless home speaker. So there we go, TMZ, what do you reckon? Another Google in the RNS there mentioned.
Wow, right. We've got a rising trend channel from January. We've had a gap today through the 200-day moving average at 2.31 pence, which is always good news on a technical basis, at least. So while above that, I'm looking for the top of the channel at 4.5 pence. So it looks rather good, actually, has to be said.
Lovely. Have a nice weekend, Zach. Speak on Monday.
Thank you.
The Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.